Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Albert from Summit County, Colorado.
Oh, Summit County, that's where Vail is, right?
Yes.
That's like, or Eagle County around there. Beautiful there. What do you do there?
I plow snow on Loveland Pass.
You plow the snow?
Yes.
Well, Loveland Pass, that's where the highway goes up into the mountains, right?
Correct.
And so you're an important guy. Without you, nothing gets from the East Coast to the West Coast, because you're right there in the middle.
We take care of a major artery, yes.
Wow. Does that ever get tiresome, plowing all that snow?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, all right then, let's move on. Al, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
At a Highland Fling's, drinks will get spilt, so Scotch garments are sturdily built, and the clothes on our racks can't have spots, stains, or tracks, so wear undies when renting a...
Rhymes with spilt, built, Highland Flings. Nothing?
Scottish.
I'm lost.
You're lost. How about kilt? Kilt, the classic Scottish manskirt. According to ancient Scottish tradition, the kilt is to be worn commando style, so as to terrify the enemies of Scotland. But the Scottish kilt-making firm Slange has issued an ultimatum. From now on, all people who rent their kilts must wear underpants. Now, traditional kilt wearers of Scotland immediately rose up in protest. In protest.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They said, that's nay the Scottish way. The boys have to breathe, don't you see? But the owners, they've refused to budge on this. They're insisting apparently it's one thing to want to dress like Braveheart. It's another thing to smell like him. Here is your next limerick.
Starbucks' need to expand is persistent, but their new move might find folks resistant. We'll be making a racket about powder in packets. We don't want macchiato that's...
You know...
Boy.
I really think we just need to hear that again.
Starbucks' need to expand is persistent, but their new move might find folks resistant. We'll be making a racket about powder in packets. We don't want macchiato that's...
I have no idea.
Oh, it rhymes with persistent, resistant, powder in packets.
I'm drawing a blank. Yes.
It's a coffee theme. Coffee themed? Starbucks?
Think Sanka.
I don't know.
You don't know? You're going to give it up? We've tried. It's instant. Instant. Instant coffee. You see, you want Starbucks coffee, but you don't feel like walking the 20 feet or so it would take to get to the nearest store? Starbucks is introducing Via, a new instant version of their coffee. Sure, it's just powder you mix with hot water, but Starbucks suggests two ways you can use it to recreate the authentic barista experience. First, stand in an imaginary line for 10 minutes before drinking it. And second, tear up $4 and throw them away. All right, we have one more limerick. Let's see if we can get this one. Here we go.
Head surgeon appears a tad bitter. As a laptop, his OP does litter. But the Facebook group waits for its streaming updates, and the residents ready to...
I know you know. Al?
Working on it.
I understand.
W-A-T...
What? Oh, what? What?
Is it Twitter?
It is,
yeah!
Twitter!
Yeah!
All right! Very good! All right, look, it is Twitter. We work in an office. We know people are going to waste time at work using Twitter, the microblogging site, but we prefer it not be the surgeon who's up to his elbows in our abdomen. Surgeons at Henry Ford Hospital in Michigan recently Twittered during an operation to remove a cancerous tumor from a kidney.
Oh,
followers
God.
All over the internet were highly amused by mid-surgery tweets such as, "This guy smells worse on the inside."
Oh, God.
Huh, wonder where that goes. Oops, wrong kidney. The patient is fine except for the blackberry that was inadvertently sewn into his spleen. Carl, how did Al do on our quiz?
Well, he came through at the end, Peter, with one correct answer, but he needed two to win our prize.
I'm sorry. On the other hand, Al, spring is just around the corner. Al, sorry you didn't win, but you're a great sport. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Al.